Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stearns will speak later on today. Not sure about Brian Cashman. I mean, we'll, you know, stay up to date on the hot stove stuff, BT, as it continues to grow here. But, you know, and we get the Jets Thursday night, so a short week between games here. Jets will play the Patriots. I mean, one of the best teams in the NFL.
I'm excited, man. Yeah,
I just saw the line. I think they're 11.5 point underdogs. But either way.
Oh, went up a point. It started at 10.5, so you got that early Pats money. Okay,
Jets
okay.
Will be back
Keep
in action.
Keep disrespecting us, America.
Yeah, you got the Knicks back in action tonight. But obviously, we're talking Giants here. And just I just can't believe. Now, look. We should say, and we have talked about this, I don't want to get too much into detail of what's going on there, but we know that Mr. Mara is not doing well. Obviously, they released a statement about his health.
Yep.
I don't know if this is him making these decisions. I'm not trying to rip him for it. But if you look based off of the last 12 years, 10 years, whatever it is, it's the same thing over and over again. So however they're doing it clearly hasn't worked. I can't believe that they can look at the same team that we're all watching and believe that it's a good young nucleus of players. I mean, are they just that foolish to be like, well, you got Neighbors, Scadaboo, and Dart, and we're good to go? No, that's not how it works. And again, I don't know the future of the decision-making or all that stuff or exactly how it goes on, so you want to be sensitive to that. I just couldn't disagree more with this particular decision from the New York Giants and the way that they have operated for the last decade.
The Giants could have fired both. They could have kept both. They could have kept Dable or fired Shane, or they could have fired Dable and kept Shane, and they did the one thing that I would not do. Of those four options, they did the thing that I would do last there. So, yeah, it's incredibly confounding. It seems like it's a merry-go-round where, you know, Mr. Mara and Mr. Tisch have a conversation. They decide however that decision is, you know, is determined or how it gets there. But apparently it got there the other day after the Bears game. And here we are yet again. And, you know, listen, sometimes you get a little lucky and sometimes things work out despite it seeming very, like, unconventional. Like, this is not what I would do. This is not what you would do. But it doesn't mean that they can't stumble upon success. I'm not saying that. Nobody's really saying that. The problem is...
I am. It's not happening for them.
Yeah. I think that they could stumble upon success. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, why hasn't it happened over the last 10 years or
because
so?
They're inept. Yeah. What I'm saying, though, is... And we're kind of saying the same thing. But really, what... If they don't stumble upon it, and even if they do, like, it's impossible to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, you want to look at the Ravens or the Niners or the Eagles or the Chiefs or the Bills or now maybe the Patriots and maybe seven or eight other teams, the Lions that are doing things the right way. They hire properly. They draft properly. They develop properly. They win games. They looks like they know what they're doing. The Giants are the complete antithesis. And until they get lucky or they get it right, they're not getting the benefit of the doubt. Not for me.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Jeff is in Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there also.
Yes, sir.
I want to make a point, use a couple points to agree with why the Giants had to make a move with Dable and get rid of him. First of all, his first season there, they had a soft schedule. And they capitalized on that. They got to the playoffs. They won a game on the road. It was great. Then got exposed in that second game.
Mm-hmm.
Without that season having ever even happened with that soft schedule, we'd be having this conversation a year ago, probably.
We were having it a year ago anyway. I don't think anybody disagrees at this point about Dable. It's about Shane.
Okay, so this year, right, there's a largely held belief, and I could even refer to my Cowboys friends, fans, and Redskins, Commanders, Eagles. You know, they even agree. This team, let's just say for argument's sake, could be, and I know it's coulda, shoulda, woulda, but they could be 5-5, let's just say. But why aren't they? Is that because of Joe Shane?
Yes.
Or is it because of the coaching?
It's because of everything.
Yeah, but they could be 5-5 in contention,
but
they're not. That's not Joe Shane's fault on game day.
It absolutely is. Who's deciding on the kicker?
That's I don't know. It's not Joe Shane.
Who drafted the defensive players that keep coughing up these leads?
Last year, the Giants went into a game against the Commanders without a kicker early in the season.
Whose fault is that? True. Agreed. Whose fault is that?
It's got to be the coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, not having someone ready to go.
That's a collaborative thing. And listen, you're in charge of the roster. You got to take a hit for that. That's ridiculous. But Jeff, hold on.
One more quick point.
Jeff, hold on. Yeah. Why have the Giants lost games? Why have they collapsed? Specifically, what part of the ball? We all know it is.
It's on defense.
Okay, hold on. It's on defense. We all know that. We've all watched it, right? So the resources that have been devoted to this team by the general manager are primarily on the defensive side of the ball. How do we prop him up for that? If anything, he's got to take a hit.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Well, then why are you defending him, Jeff?
Let's take one more game this year, and then I'll get off the line. Mm-hmm. But let's take the Denver game. Let's just say in a hypothetical world that in the fourth quarter, the game is going as it's going when the Giants have the big lead. Let's say that we have Sean Payton as our head coach and they have Brian Dable as their head coach. You think Sean Payton might say something to Bowen? Hey, why are you only rushing three? You know, why is Dexter on the sideline? When we're only even
Jeff,
just rushing
Jeff,
through you, why did we go to a prevent?
But you're not,
think Sean Payton's going to call
Jeff,
that to order.
Jeff, you're missing the point. Nobody's disagreeing about Dable. We agree on Dable. If you think that Dable's solely to blame, that's where we have a big disagreement. You think Brian Dable's the one who's at fault for the last 4 years with this regime?
No, but he's the head coach.
And he's gone. He's not anymore.
It doesn't matter.
So now,
how many players have we gone off?
Jeff,
other teams
Jeff,
been successful?
Jeff, he's gone. Dable's gone. Do you believe they're going to be successful now with Joe Shane?
Sometimes a coaching changes the whole culture in the locker room.
Well, then why hasn't that worked for the last 12 years for the Giants? They've done it four times. Listen, so, you know, you see it a little differently, which is fine, but think about the first thing that you brought up. He said, well, the Giants had a bit of a soft schedule that first year, which, by the way, was true. I remember going through that in real time, starting with Tennessee. I believe Carolina was there. Like, the Commanders weren't quite what they were a year ago, for sure. So it was definitely an easier strength of schedule. We all know that. But you make it seem like the Giants were on autopilot the couple of years before that. Like, they were winning 10 and 12 games. Before Dable got here, they were 3-13, 5-11, 4-12, 6-10, 4-13. That is 5 years of absolute ineptitude and complete losing. Now, yeah, the schedule was easy, but you got to give Dable credit for cranking out 9 wins in a road playoff game. So I think that that's unfair, because what you're doing is you're basically saying the only reason Dable had success was because of the circumstances of the schedule, and the only reason, or the main reason, why the Giants can't win is because of Dable. And it's really not that fair. That's not fair.
You know who doesn't get credit for that first year? Joe Shane.
Correct.
Joe Shane doesn't get credit for that first year. And even with your points, it was all anti-Dable. It wasn't pro-Joe Shane. Do you know why it wasn't pro-Joe Shane? Because there is not enough evidence to be pro-Joe Shane. There isn't. You could pick certain picks. Of course. Look at how many draft picks he's had in the top 10. Good God, if he didn't hit on one or two of them, I mean, they'd be John Idzik, for goodness sake. Joe, what has Joe Shane done well? Where's the depth? Where's that defense? Where is it? Where's the depth in wide receivers? Where is it? There isn't any. Where's the offensive line? It's not there. Where's the record? Joe Shane has stunk. Has he been better than some others before him? Maybe. It seemed like Gettleman didn't know what he was doing, yet most of this regime's success has been because the guys at Gettleman back.
Mm-hmm. And the Eagles, too, because of Saquon. So, you know, think about this. And I think you mentioned Joe Douglas before. But eventually, you know, it expires on, wow, this guy knows how to draft a little bit. It's got to be supported by wins here, guys. So I would ask you this, whether it's, you know, Garrett Wilson or Gardner or Quinnen or Olufashinu, like, of the players that were drafted by the previous regime for the Jets, a couple of those players are thought to be among the best at their positions. Outside of Malik Nabers, where does that apply for somebody that Joe Shane drafted?
I really believe, honestly, the way that it's worded. Now, again, I don't know this. But I do know this. The Giants have been nothing but losers for over a decade.
Well,
the way that it's worded makes me think whoever's making those decisions, including ownership, obviously, is caught up in the Nabers-Scadaboo dart.
That's a short-sighted way to look at it.
If you want to say the defense as well, I mean, I haven't seen Abdul Carter making the impact that we expected.
He's got a half a sack. And I know about the pressures before you start tweeting me.
Yeah, that's great.
I know.
That's great.
Get a sack.
Yeah. How many pressures did LT have? Like, come on. We're not talking about pressure. We're talking about sacks.
I never heard that stat when we were young. Did you get Randall Cunningham, or did you just breathe on him?
It could be effective. It's not as effective as a sack. And clearly it's not effective enough, because the defense, which is supposed to be the strength, has been a weakness for this Giants team. Has Kayvon Thibodeau been what he was supposed to be when he was drafted, whatever it was, you know, number five overall?
Do you like the punter? Do you like the kicker? No.
The kicking decisions, yeah, let's blame the hit. The head coach should have gotten some blame. He did get some blame. He's gone. What's the excuse for keeping the general manager? That's where we're at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.